Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise ye the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Norman King, who's going to deliver God's word again on tonight. He's filling in for Pastor Eric Morphis, who is unable to be with us on tonight. So we have Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight once again. So make sure you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so you can follow along with him as we go through God's word again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. The word of God lets us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. We bless your name on tonight because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, now we come in the name of Jesus Christ, first seeking and asking for forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ that are saved in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his dying for us. We thank you for his rising for us with the victory in his hands. And we thank you for his shed blood that we can be redeemed back to you, Heavenly Father, those of us that admit that we have sinned and can and fall short of your glory each and every day. So we thank you for his blood that was shed on Calvary for our for the remission of our sins, that we, when we do fall short and we do sin, we can come back to you through him and seek your forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions so that we will be able to fulfill and complete our God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, even now on tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you even for your sufficient grace toward us. We know that we don't deserve it. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. We thank you for them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we now pray and lift up everyone that's listening on tonight. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name that are still spiritually blind on tonight, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God, through Pastor Norman King, that will prick their hearts to the point they will be able to open their own mouths and confess their sins and transgressions to Jesus Christ. And they will ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know. He will walk in and live in and fulfill the individual God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our healer. We thank you that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, your Son, we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for my praise report from my doctor regarding my cancer, that the cancer has not spread anywhere and that all is going well. So I just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you again that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed, delivered, and set free in Jesus' name. I also come lifting up my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, Heavenly Father, who's dealing with issues with breast cancer on tonight. We are claiming healing for her in the name of Jesus Christ as well. I lift up my older sister, Janice, in Massachusetts. My older sister, Janice Nielsen, Heavenly Father, that the pacemaker that has been placing her, that all is going well with her, and you know what other issues that she's dealing with in her body. And also my Uncle Malachi, Heavenly Father, who got to have a stent put in his brain on this coming Monday so that the air can flow properly through his brain. We lift up my Uncle Malachi to you, and not only my family, but all those that are dealing with physical issues, Heavenly Father, those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies all over the land. For every listener on tonight that are dealing with issues in their bodies, in their minds, Heavenly Father, that are not of you, Heavenly Father, we claim healing, we claim deliverance, and we know that we're set free even now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank Heavenly Father that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are all healed, delivered, and set free. And we will all have a praise report that we will be gladly able to open our own mouths and confess that it was you, Heavenly Father, that have healed us through your word, and we stand on it in faith, knowing and believing that by faith we are already healed, delivered, and set free through your Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. And Heavenly Father, I lift up every listener on tonight. I pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit, touch their hearts, Lord. Touch them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us now to decrease on tonight, even the listeners, that you may increase in us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, that even as we are going through this pandemic on tonight, through this worldwide virus, this coronavirus, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have the last word. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you, sometimes you do allow things to come up on us, and we sometimes don't understand, but we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father, and you know exactly what you're doing. And we thank you that you you sometimes have to allow things to happen in our lives to get our attention that will draw us back to you. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, again, that you are in total control. And we thank you that all power is in your hands. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it would never lose its power. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. We know that you are worthy to be praised. This we all pray and ask in your Son Jesus' name on tonight. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and this goes to all of us. This is for all of us on tonight, even myself. I need to be reminded too. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, never give up on God. He won't give up on you. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. Never give up on God. He won't give up on you. Thank you, Jesus. He is a promise keeper. He said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So we're standing on that word on tonight by faith. God is a promise keeper. He have a perfect track record. So right now, we are about to give the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. Again, I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word on tonight. But before we bring on Pastor Norman King, we're going to play our music break song for tonight. Pray for Me, the instrumental version of Pray for Me. Again, the word of God says that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we need to be constantly encouraging and praying one need for another. Please enjoy the music break. That was Pray for Me, the instrumental version of that song, Pray for Me. That's a song that says, somebody pray for me. You know, and a version of that song says, Jesus, my Jesus, pray for me. I'm so glad that he prayed. He took a time. He prayed for me. And I want to also say that I know that a lot of us that are saved, we have prayed, praying mothers. And I thank God that I've heard my mother praying for me and my siblings when we was little kids growing up in the house. And she would be walking through the house late at night when she thought we was all asleep. She would be crying and praying and talking to the Lord and praying for her children. And not only my mother, but we have pastors that are praying for their members of their churches. So that's why we also need to continue to lift up our pastors that God has, those that God has anointed to be our shepherds over us in the different ministries. We just be constantly praying for our pastors. So that's why I play that song, not only for our pastors, but we need to be praying for our world leaders also, even our president. President Donald Trump. We need to be praying for him and all world leaders, that they all would be saved in Jesus' name, that they all would start, learn how to show love and compassion for all people, that God would be glorified through them. So right now, we are ready to receive the word from Pastor Norman King on tonight, and I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word on tonight once again. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for another opportunity to give God glory through the words in which he laid in my heart and my spirit to come forth with tonight. I thank God for Cousin James, for his faithfulness, obedience, and laboring, his labor of love for mankind. Amen. Fruits of your labor, brother. God bless you. And tonight, as I come here and to deliver this, what God has given me, I want to go straight to the text. Tonight, I'm going to be looking at 2 Chronicles 7. I've been here, I think last time I was here on this platform, and the Holy Spirit led me back here again, but just come from a different angle tonight, amen. So 2 Chronicles 7 chapter, I'm going to start reading at verse 11 and go down. Amen. So 2 Chronicles 7, I'm going to start reading in verse 11. This talks about the Lord's response to Solomon. So Solomon finished, this is the NLT, by the way, the NLT, New Living Translation. So Solomon finished the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do in the construction of the temple and the palace. Key verse right here. Then one night, the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as a place for making sacrifices. 13. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. 14. Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, that I may decrease and that you may increase, that the hearers of your word will listen attentively and hear you and not me. I ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to use a sermon topic tonight. There's always hope. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. Amen. No matter how saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost you are, you need to hear it. I need to hear it. Amen. That's one thing I love about Hebrews 10:25, when it says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves as some. Now, I know we got Zoom and Facebook and all of the different ways to worship God right now. But ain't nothing like seeing, come in contact with the brethren. Amen. We're in time that God is getting all of our attention. But the main attention, people who he's getting attention to, is the believer, the church. Come on, somebody, amen. And that's what this is about, amen. That there's always hope. I don't care what you did, what you didn't do, what you're thinking about doing, whether it's right or wrong. I come here tonight to let you know there's always hope. But it's something you got to do, people, God. If God's people will fall down on their knees, hallelujah, and pray. You got to get down on your knees. Yeah. And pray. Amen. God said it, and it settles it. Whatever God said in his word, it settles. Amen. No matter what you understand it, no matter where I understand it, it doesn't matter. God cannot lie. The Bible says that it is impossible for God to lie. So if God said it, you better know it. Come on, somebody. That's why Paul told Timothy, he said, young man, paraphrasing, study to show thyself approved unto me. Unto God, shall I say, not me, unto God. man, that workman need not be ashamed, because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. We live in time, people, God, that we need to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Because there's a folk out here perpetrating. They are in the form of godliness, but they are denying the power thereof. Amen? So I'm talking direct. I'm talking to everybody, but directly I'm talking to who? The house. The household of faith. You know what we got to do, household of faith? We, the house, we got to get together. We got to get it together. The same way this word came, amen, God told them, he said in verse 12, I heard your prayer. He's telling you tonight, you who are prayed, you who are praying, God sent me by tonight to let you know that he heard your prayer. Huh? But see, we got to cause a shift. There's some shifting we got to do in our priorities. Amen? See, however, we get all worked up. I'm not saying you as an individual, but I'm speaking the word. So hear the word. Don't hear me. Hear the word. Amen. Let it fall where it needs to go. Amen. We, however, get all worked up about what's happening. Yeah, we do. Yeah. I'm talking about the people, God. Are going to happen. Yes. Guess where? In the White House or the Supreme Court, without giving much thought to what is happening or not happening, guess where? In God's church. Amen. We can be so thorough of what the White House is saying, what the courts are saying, amen, but we're falling short in really knowing what's going on in God's church, amen. We must understand that if God doesn't see the church getting things right, it don't matter what you're doing. God needs to see the church, what, get together. Amen? Because, see, both judgment and healing start with the household of God. That's the word, y'all. 1 Peter 4:17. 1 Peter 4:17, this is what it says, King James. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at who? Us, the word says, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Amen. I'm going to read it in God's word. It's read a little different. So read this right here. God's word. It says, the time has come for the judgment to begin. Hear me, people, God. We've been judged by God right now. Amen. God has got the whole world attention. Amen. I'm going to keep reading. The time has come for the judgment to begin, and it will begin with God's family. Yeah. If it starts with us, amen, what will it end for those who refuse to obey the good news of God? That's why it's so important that we be like Matthew 5:16, where it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Who's God in you? Come on, somebody. And glorify God which are in heaven. Amen. I believe the reason for our culture is dismissed is spiritual. Amen. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. So I believe the reason for our culture dismissed is spiritual. And if a problem is spiritual, it's cure must be spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. The problem is spiritual, and the cure is spiritual. Amen. No matter what the news saying, the specialists and experts, what they're saying, we, the people of God, got to know what God said. Amen. Not what he's saying, it's what God has already said. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Pursuing right relationship with God is our solution. I'm going to say it again. Pursuing right relationship with God is our solution. Amen. Solomon offered so many sacrifices that the bronze altar couldn't accommodate them all. So the courtyard of the temple was consecrated, and the rest of the offering was made there. Amen? So I want you to know tonight that God has heard your prayer. And he's telling them in the scripture tonight, God heard Solomon's prayer, which indicates that there's always hope. Come on, somebody. Huh? No, and you got to know that God hears your prayer. And if God is, and if you know that God has heard your prayer, then you know there's hope. Come on, somebody, amen. You know there's hope. If God's people will fall down on their knees and pray, as the people did at the dedication of Solomon's temple, we need not merely talk about prayer. We must actually pray. Don't just talk about it. We tell somebody say, pray for me. You say, okay, I'll pray for you. No, pray right then on the spot. Amen. We must actually pray. And when we do, we may be able to what? Move the hand of God. And guess what, y'all? And bring restoration. Somebody need to be restored tonight. Somebody who you come in contact with today needed to be restored, but you pass it up. Because when they ask you to pray, and some of them didn't ask you, but the Holy Spirit has pricked you to know that prayer was needed, and you didn't pray. So people of God, let's get together. Let's get together. Amen. Consider the promise to Solomon. He said, if I shut the sky so there's no rain, or if I command the grasshopper to consume the land, or if I send pestilence on my people and my people who bear my name. See, God, everybody is being affected by what's going on right now. Amen. Because, see, we got to become, I'm talking about people of God, amen. We have to become more God conscious. Amen. Become more God conscious. Amen. We got to sanctify ourselves. Amen. With the word. Amen. We got to separate ourselves. Amen. And Hebrews 10:25, one of my favorite verses, it says, forsake not the assembly there together, like Saul. Amen. Now, I want to give a little footnote here about believing God and knowing God. When you first start off, you believe God. And it's not that you don't believe God now, but when you have been on this battlefield for the Lord, and God has graced you, he has mercied you, amen, and you've been experiencing some things in, out, low, east, west, north, south, so not only do you believe God, you know God. You got to tell folks sometimes, I know what God will do. I know what God has done. People need to hear that, amen, because I want you to know there's always hope. Amen. There's always hope. Amen. Because we got a what? Personal testimony. Amen. God calls his people to pray. It's not just praying time. It's being praying time. The Bible says, man ought to always pray. Amen. Now, prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is an earthly request for heavenly intervention. That's what it is. Prayer is an earthly request. You're requesting it from the earth. And you're asking for your prayer for a heavenly intervention. It is the tool we have been given in order to pull something down out of the invisible and into the visible. Amen? Prayer enacts God's hand in history like nothing else. Why? Because prayer is humanity. Relational communication with God. I want you to know tonight, my brothers and sisters, there is always hope. Amen? The first element is found in the words, my people, who bears my name. This is a reference to God's covenant people. Ask yourself, you better know it if you are God's covenant people. Amen? We can approach God through our new covenant relationship with who? With Jesus. Amen. The second element, I'm going to speak a few tonight. Amen. I'll be done. The second element of prayer that moves God is the heart attitude of those who seek him. So what is your heart attitude right now? Amen. You seek him, what's your heart attitude? Amen. God seeks those who what? Humble themselves. Humble Christians get through to God. For they what? They, the humble Christians, renounce pride. Humility includes the ideal of dependency. Amen? The recognition that without the Lord, we can do nothing. We got to know that we depend on him. You recognize that without God, without the Lord, and that's found in John 15:5. That without the Lord, we can do nothing. Prayer, in fact, is by its nature an admission of our weakness and need. And that's what God said, I'm saying tonight through the Holy Spirit is that we got to be more God conscious. If you're more God conscious, then you understand that we are weak and we are in need. Amen. Many Christians don't pray. You know why? Because they're too proud. They're too proud. Amen. The third element relates to prayer effectiveness is God's call to seek his face. I'm going through the scriptures. I'm just kind of just paraphrasing. Amen. Seek his face. That is to seek his forgiveness and favor. Are you seeking God's forgiveness tonight? Are you seeking his favor tonight? Amen. That's in Chronicles 7:3. I'm going to say it says, when all of the Israelites saw the fire come, this is 2 Chronicles 7:3, God's word translation. It says, when all the Israelites saw the fire come down and the Lord's glory on the temple, you know what they did? They kneeled down with their faces on the pavement. Some of us is standing up and need to get down. Come on, y'all. Amen. They worship and praise God. We got to worship God more. We got to praise him more by saying things like, he is good, his mercy endures forever. Amen. Prayer is not a process of negotiation. Come on, somebody. We got to approach God on his terms, not on our terms. Amen. Prayer that moves God comes from recognition that sin turns his face away from us. Amen. I'm going to say again, sin turns his face away from us and turns us away from him. So we got to approach God on his terms. Amen. Again, I'm going to repeat. Prayer is not a process of negotiation. Amen. It requires seeking and accepting God's terms of reconciliation. Amen. The good news is that God invites us, y'all, to seek his face. He is open to us. Amen. And the fourth and final element of effective prayer is for God's people to turn from their wicked ways. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
If we as,
yes, Lord.
If we as God's people want God to show his face to us, we must turn toward him in repentance. Amen. That involves turning our backs on sin, anything that is contrary to his will. Again, there is always hope that God's people will fall on their knees and pray. God bless. God bless. And God bless. I thank God for each and every one of you who has heard the word tonight. Amen. God is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes.
God said it, and that settles it. Amen. So I'm going to play
Amen.
This song, and I'm going to turn it back over to Brother James, Cousin James. Amen. This song is coming from one of the guys who I first saw, listened to when I first got saved. His name is Reverend Timothy Wright.
Put your hands together.
You just say it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think about that song right there, and I think about where it says that it is impossible for God to lie. We got to keep the faith. Amen. We got to keep the faith because trouble won't last always. Amen. God got you. Like it says in Psalms 91, God got you coming. Amen. And that's what we miss sometimes amongst the brethren. Amen. If we're not assembling ourselves together, I know we in this pandemic and we separated, we having ministry, you know, service and worship and all the other kind of ways, amen. I'm not speaking against that by no means, amen. But we ought to pray, amen. It's all in God's time, not in our time, amen. But the thing of it is, we are in need to get back together, amen. So let's make sure we are doing what God called us to do in this time. Brother James, I turn back over to you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. This was a much needed word for such a time as this on tonight. Someone else needed to hear this word on tonight, the message. There is always hope. There is always hope in the Lord. And I like what Pastor Norman King just said. And trouble don't last always, but we have to keep the faith while we are going through. On the other side of through, we got to know that we must, in order to please God, we must keep the faith. And according to the word of God that we heard through Pastor Norman King on tonight, it's a true word on tonight, but for such a time as this, and I'm gonna read that scripture again, that passage of scripture that Pastor Norman King read to us on tonight, and we know that it's a fact, it's the truth, and the word of God cannot lie, He cannot lie. He said that if my people, this is verses 14 in Second Chronicles, Pastor Norman King, I didn't read it to you. I'm going to reread it again. Hold on just a second. I'm going to reread it again on tonight. Again, it's coming from Second Chronicles that Pastor Norman King already read to us on tonight. And in verse number 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 says, if my people, and who is my people? He's talking about those that are saved in Jesus' name. That's who he's talking about. He's not talking about those that are spiritually blind because they don't know. He's talking about those that have confessed Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. That's why he said that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. See, that's a part of the problem right now. A lot of Christians don't want to humble themselves. A lot of Christians get the big head, and they get stuck on titles and positions. But God said in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, again, he said, turn from their wicked ways. Sometimes we do have some wicked ways. And he said, we got to turn from those wicked ways. And he said, once we do that, he said, then will I hear from heaven. Not until then, but he said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. So God is a promise keeper. He have a perfect track record. Just like Pastor Norman King said, the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, He cannot lie. And Jesus Christ, His Son, is not a man that He should repent. So we got to stand on God's word. Whose report are you believing on tonight? Do you believe the report of the Lord? Or do you believe the report of the world, the report of mankind? I stand on God's word tonight. I thank God for this word that just came forth from Pastor Norman King on tonight, reminding us that there is hope, no matter what it looks like. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And then he prayed for us at the closing of the message, Trouble Don't Last Always, by Pastor Reverend Timothy Wright. So we got to remember that no matter what it looks like, it's not going to look like this and not going to be like this always. So on the other side of through, and that's what I like about the word, Jesus told him, his disciples, you know, when they got in the boat, he said, we are going over to the other side. And then he said, we are going over to the other side. So on the other side, after all this trouble that we're dealing with, that we're facing right now, after all this trouble is over is in the past, and we can see it in our rearview mirror. We're going to give God the praise. We're going to give God the glory and honor because he deserves it. So I just thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that someone has been blessed by the word coming from Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He brought a powerful word. And sometimes it don't take a whole lot of words. Just say what the Lord has given you to say and just say that. And don't add or don't subtract. Just say what the Lord gives you to say to his people and then let God do the work. Once you have given to the people what God has told you to give to his people, then he will take over. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King being obedient and delivering this powerful word on tonight. Such a powerful word for such a time as this that we are living in these last and evil days. Because Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, guess what? He is soon to come again. So I thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray again that it has been received by all those that have tuned in on tonight. And I do want to remind the listeners on tonight that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Now, there's a procedure that you must go through in order to click on follow when you go to my comment section. When you want to go into my for the feedback from the listeners, if you want to be a follower for this worldwide platform, there's a procedure that you must follow in order to get to the part where it says click on follow. So once again, you need to go to james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I am so grateful to God that this worldwide ministry and platform is growing. Not only is it growing on Blog Talk Radio, it's growing through many other channels where other people are tuning in around the world and different media outlets where this ministry and this worldwide platform is being heard and the word of God is going forth with power. People that are spiritually blind are being saved through the word of God over this worldwide ministry and platform. What a mighty God we serve. And also those that have gone astray, like the prodigal son, but they have come to themselves and they've come back to Jesus Christ and they ask to be forgiven of their sins and being restored and they're being redeemed and restored back into the right fellowship with God the Father and the Son. And then also for those that are in the body of Christ, the believers that are doers of God's word and not just hearers only, that are being built up and strengthened and edified and lifted up through the word of God, not through my word, not through Pastor King's word, not through any guest that comes on this worldwide platform, not through our words, but through the word of God, through the word of God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. And thank God again that the blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, still works. And guess what? I'm so grateful and I'm so glad on tonight, and I know I'm not the only one, that knows that without a doubt that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. So, again, I pray that you have been blessed by this word that came from Pastor Norman King on tonight. So, in the meantime, we want to continue to encourage one another. We want to continue to pray for one another. We want to continue to lift each other up in according to God's word, not our feelings or opinions, but according to God's word. So, we're all in the same boat on tonight. We all are quarantined. We all have to be to stay in our homes. And when we do go out to the grocery stores or wherever we need to go, we are asked to stay, keep our distance from one another. So we want to be obedient. So the word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. So when we govern ourselves and do what according to the laws of the land, and that's why the word of God talks about that too, we are to be obedient to the word of God, but we also are to be obedient to the laws of the land. So no one is exempt. So we want to continue to pray for one another, continue to lift each other up in prayer, because as I said at the early part of the ministry of this program on tonight, the prayers of the righteous avail of much. So God honors our prayers, and I thank God for Pastor Norman King. I thank God for you, the listeners, that tunes in faithfully to this ministry, and I do ask that you will continue to spread the good news about this ministry to others, that others can tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry and platform. Also, that I want the listeners to be reminded that all of these programs that you hear are always kept in archives. So if you missed a program and you missed one of your favorite ministers of the gospel that comes over this worldwide platform that brings and delivers God's word, you can always go to my website, which is Blog Talk Radio, all lowercase, blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador/vessels. And then you can click on, you will find all the different ministry or shows that have been that have come over the airways over this worldwide platform down through the years. And you can always pull up any show that you might want to listen to. And then you can also pass it on to your friends, your neighbors, and your loved ones, and let them tune in and be blessed by it as well. So I just give God the glory. It's not of my doing. It's all God. And I just give him the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. And again, I'm asking all listeners, if you would continue to lift up my uncle, Uncle Malachi, as he's getting ready to go through undergo surgery on this coming Monday. He had to be rushed to the hospital early this morning. But we know that God is a healer. And we thank God that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, with his stripes, we're already healed. We claim in healing from my uncle Malachi, who had to have a stent put in his brain for the air to flow properly through his brain. And we also praying and lifting up my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, regarding her cancer situation. It looked like the enemy is trying to bring the cancer back, but we rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. Also lifting up my older sister, Janice Nielsen, who lives in Massachusetts, who had a pacemaker put in March. She's been having some troubles with that pacemaker, but God has been blessing and touching the doctors. So now she's no longer having problems with that issue, but she do have some other physical challenges that she's dealing with and have been dealing with for years. But I thank God that he is a healer. Through his son, Jesus Christ, we already healed, not only for my family, but all those that are listening on tonight. Again, I thank God for my praise report that I shared with the listeners earlier on tonight, that they did a bone scan on me after I finished my chemo and my radiation treatment. And I talked to my doctor on this past Monday, and she told me that the no cancer has spread it anywhere else through my body. So I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for that. And I still claim my total healing and restoration. And I give God the glory, honor, and praise for that. But as I said, I know that my family is not the only one that are dealing with health issues and challenges. There are many listeners on tonight, my listeners and followers. I know that you are dealing with challenges as well, physical challenges. Some may be dealing with spiritual challenges. Some of you may be dealing with financial challenges. But we know that God is a healer and God is a restorer. So we just bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. So we want to continue to encourage one another, continue to pray ye for one another. Again, the word of God says the prayers of the righteous avail us much. So that's why it's important that we continue to lift each other up. And I'm encouraging everyone on tonight, continue to lift up your pastor. Whoever your pastor is, whoever your man or woman of God is that's over you, that God has placed in your life, whatever ministry that you are a part of, and you know that man or woman of God that God has anointed and appointed to be over you and watch over your souls and pray for you constantly in your family. We want to continue to lift them up because they need to be encouraged as well. They have so much that they have to deal with, not only their own families and own issues and problems and physical problems, but they are lifting up the congregation's problems and issues to the Lord constantly. So that's why it's so important that we continue to pray for our pastors. And then we also want to continue to pray for those on the front lines that are the doctors and nurses, the police and firemen, emergency drivers, EMS vehicle drivers and the technicians, all caregivers, and those that are working in nursing homes. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And also those that are on the grocery stores that stock the shelves and all those that that we sometimes take for granted. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer and continue to encourage them in the words, with the words of the Lord, that God would be glorified. So right now we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You have a perfect track record. You're not like man. You search every heart, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on tonight. We thank you even for your sufficient grace, even though we know we haven't earned it, we can't deserve it. We never will be able to deserve it. So we just thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your man of God, Pastor Norman King, who delivered your word on tonight. We ask that you will continue to bless him, continue to strengthen him in the works of his hands. We also lift up Pastor Eric Morses on tonight. For whatever reason, Heavenly Father, we thank you that Pastor Norman King was able to come and step in and into the gap and fill the gap for Pastor Eric Morses on tonight. We want to continue to lift him up because only you know what we're going through and what we have to deal with. So we continue to bless and lift up Pastor Eric Morses as well. I lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Church family, and also Pastor Isaiah Tillman and the Morning Star Baptist Church, and world leaders, Heavenly Father, everywhere. We lift up all those that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that are teaching and preaching your word, that are being doers of your word while they're standing on your word and declaring your word. We continue to lift up each one of them all over the land because you have people all over the world, Heavenly Father, that are truly teaching and preaching your word. So we lift them, each one of them up to you. You know who they are and you know where they are. You know what we all stand in need of. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word is true. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you for this word that went forth on tonight through Pastor Norman King that reminds us and lets us all know that there is always hope. Because sometimes, no matter how saved we are, sometimes we can sometimes get so caught up into the world and the world system that we can also feel hopeless sometimes. But we thank you for this word that lets us know and reminds us on tonight that there is always hope. And then we thank you for your spirit, the spiritual word, spiritual proof of thought for tonight that reminds us and lets us know that never give up on God because God will never give up on us. So we just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We give you the glory, honor, and praise no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. You are worthy to be praised. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We, again, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King, and the work and the finished work that he has done on the cross. And we thank you that we already have the victory through Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, because he came out of the grave with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. So we just bless your name on tonight. We ask that you would continue to cover your people, continue to have your way in our lives individually, and as a corporate body of believers, that you alone would be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, remember and know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Well, until the next time, we want to continue to be encouraging one another. We want to continue to be praying one be for another. You want to tune in this coming Saturday. Pastor Norman King, who you just heard on tonight, will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. Again, we want to lift up Pastor Eric Morfitt, who was scheduled to bring forth God's word on tonight. But God already knows what he's doing. So we want to continue to lift up Pastor Eric Morfitt. He's the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. So we're going to look forward to him coming on at a later date to deliver another powerful word from the Lord. So until this coming Saturday, remember, we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are in God's hands. And he said in his word as a promise keeper that once we are saved in Jesus' name, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hand. What a mighty word. What a promise. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Cover me, Lord,
Your voice and say, oh yes, hallelujah, yes.